ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 321. ప్రమాదో బ్రహ్మనిష్టాయాం న కర్తవ్య కదాచన ప్రమాదో మృత్యురిత్యాహ భగవాన్ బ్రహ్మణ సుతః. సో శంకరాచార్య హీఈస్ నౌ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ నెగ్లిజెన్స్ ఆర్ కేర్లెస్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఏ సాధక ఏ స్పిరిచువల్ సీకర్ యాజ్ అ సీరియస్ డిఫెక్ట్ ఆర్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆబ్స్టకల్ ఎయిదర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ వాల్యూ ఫార్ శంకరాచార్యస్ అడ్వైస్ or because of overconfidence. If one is negligent with respect to nididhyasana, that is the Vedantic meditation, it can gradually bring him back to the original samsari level. We are now talking about a jnani, so he may even become worse. So let no Vedantin be complacent, negligent. Let him be alert all the time. Swami Dayananda says, mechanical life is a threat to Vedantic progress. And so alert living, that means what? Every response to my situation, whether physical or verbal or mental, I should monitor. All responses that I make to any situation, I should monitor. Such that it should not nourish ahankara, mamakara, vasanas. Like maintaining health, for example. So negligence is called pramadaha. The opposite is what? Avadhanam. So pramadaha. So Shankaracharya, he mentions actually in the Bhajagovindam, kuru avadhanam, mahat avadhanam. That's what he says. Spiritual life, non-mechanical life. So avadhanam kuru means be alert. And that too, మహద్వతానం కురు, గ్రేట్ అలర్ట్నెస్ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్. ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ అలోన్ ద వర్డ్ సావధానం హ్యాస్ కమ్. యు నో, వీఆర్ ఆల్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ ద వర్డ్ సావధానం. సో దేసే ప్రమాద, ప్రమాద ఈస్ డెత్ ఆర్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఏ స్పిరిచువల్ సీకర్. ప్రమాద, లెట్ అస్ నాట్ టేక్ ద తమిళ్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రమాద. ఇన్ తమిళ్ ప్రమాద మీన్స్ వండర్ఫుల్, బట్ హియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దాట్. సో ప్రమాద మీన్స్, సో శంకరాచార్య హీ గివ్స్ ఎ వార్నింగ్ about pramada in the following shlokas that we just read. So he says, brahmanishtayam pramadaha kadachana na kartavyaha. With respect to brahmanishta, jnana nishta, nididhyasana, or to put in the latest language, with respect to vishaya chinta and kriya that we saw in the previous webinar, vishaya chinta and kriya, one should never be negligent. One should monitor. Pramadaha. Pramadaha na kartavyaha. And if one asks, when should I be careful? Pramadaha means negligence, carelessness. When should I be careful? He says, kadachana na kartavyaha. Never one should be negligent. One should be alert all the time. There is not just a particular time a person should be alert. You should be alert all the time. Throughout the waking hours, one should be alert. If I am careless, then what happens? Pramadaha mrityuhu ityah. Pramada itself is destruction of the seeker. Pramada is mrityuhu. And Shankaracharya says, it is not my opinion. Ityahuhu. It is the teaching of Sanat Sujata. Sanat Sujata, who is one of the great sons of Brahmaji himself. మానస పుత్రాస బ్రహ్మాజీ, వన్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఇస్ కాల్ దిస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ సనకాది రిషి, సనక, సనందన, సనాతన అండ్ సనసుజాత. సో దిస్ సనసుజాత అండ్ బ్రహ్మణ సుత, సుత మీన్స్ సన్స్, బ్రహ్మాజీస్ పుత్ర భగవాన్. సో హీఈస్ ది సనసుజాత అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై సనసుజాత హియర్ అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ ఫేమస్ వేదాంతిక్ వర్క్ అట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ టు సనసుజాత దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సనత్ సుజాతీయం. For which Shankaracharya has written elaborate commentary. And there the teacher says, pramada means death. in Sanasujati. Sanasujata. So he, that's what he says. And of course, here death is not the physical death. It is a spiritual destruction is the idea. So the same is going to be elaborated in the following shloka also. So before I go further, let me make a quick sanity check about the audio and also maybe the video. Can people, can somebody respond to say whether the audio is okay? Are you able to hear? Can I have turned on the question session so that you can put a comment? The video and audio are working. Good. Thank you very much. So that I can now continue. Because now after the last couple of classes, I am always now skeptical whether something works or not. Okay. Thank you very much. Shloka 322. Na pramadha danartonyaha jnanina swaswarupataha tato mohas tato handihi tato bandas tato vyatha. So pramadat anyaha anartaha nasti. There is no danger or threat for a spiritual seeker other than that from pramada or negligence. Anartaha means here danger. It's a threat. It's like an enemy. It's an evil. So negligence with respect to what? Swaswarupataha. With respect to remaining in one's own nature. Swaswarupa. Swaswarupa nishtataha. Jnana nishtataha. What is the idea conveyed here? In the, for example, in the Vedantic classes, I as the Sakshi Chaitanyam is taught. That is what taught in the Vedanta classes as Sakshi Chaitanyam. But in all the worldly transactions, what do? I invoke my Ahankara personality. Therefore, there is a constant contradiction. When you come to the class, the Sakshi Chaitanyam is what is taught. Whereas in Vyavaharas, in transactions, the Ahankara personality is invoked. So which is original and which is the Vesham? Which is the guise? So the reversal process of the habitual thinking that I am father as me, I am mother as me, I am son as me, manager as me, to Aham Brahma as me, that is Nididhyasana. So our regular transactional world is all these. Whereas what Vedanta teaches is Aham Brahmasmi. So the reversal of our habitual thinking, invoking Ahankara to Aham Brahmasmi and practicing that is Nididhyasana. Till that reversal is complete, one should be extremely alert and careful. Otherwise, anybody can derail any time. And negligence with respect to this reversal, that is called Pramadaha. So in all these shlokas, the word pramada is used. So I'm just only trying to explain that. Therefore, swaswarupataha pramadaha, slipping from the higher nature, swaswarupa, and falling into ahankara, ahankara nature. This fall is the biggest fall for a Vedantic seeker. Falling from atmaswarupam to ahankara swarupam. That is the worst to fall. And how do I know whether I have fallen or not? When Bhagavan comes down, it is called avatara. When the Lord comes down, he becomes Krishna, Rama, all those avataras he takes when he comes down. But when the jiva comes down, it is called patanam. That is called avataram. This is called patanam. In both, what is common? Coming down is common. Then what is the difference between avatara and patanam? Descending and falling. Descending is a deliberate process with control. Falling is a happening in which I have no control whatsoever. So during my day-to-day transaction, have I descended to Ahankara or have I fallen down to Ahankara? How do I find that? If I have consciously descended down, I am in charge of my life. Raga, Dvesha, they will not afflict me. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Maha, Matsarya, none of them, no violent emotion will assail. None of them will frustrate me. None of them will torment me. Anytime I am a slave of a violent emotion, that is the red light. And the Shastra tells us, instead of descending down to ahankara, you have fallen down to ahankara. You are no more in control. Therefore, go to the green room now. Reenact yourself. Tell yourself where you are. Remind yourself. Therefore, samsaric emotions is the clue. If I get reacting, if I get frustrated, they are all the clues. So he says, slipping from Atma Swarupam to Ahankara Swarupam is the worst enemy of a Vedantic student. And once he slips down to Ahankara level, or once there is negligence or carelessness, what all things will happen? That is what is said here in this shloka. Tataha Mohaha. So from Pramada, what from negligence, carelessness, what happens immediately is mohaha. Mohaha is delusion or confusion. With respect to what? Whether I am ahankara or whether I am atma. That confusion comes. In the class, I am very, very sure that I am only atma. That is what is taught by the shastras, by the teacher. So I am very sure when I am in the class that I am atma swarupam only, not ahankara swarupam. Even to the extent of even communicating to other people. We are so eager even to let other people know aham brahmasmi. And once there is negligence, what is the next falling down? A small wavering or a small doubt that arises. Whether I am atma in the vesha of ahankara or whether I am ahankara in the vesha of atma. Such doubts come. So doubt will come. Then what is the next to fall? Once this doubt comes, that is already another fall. And what is the next fall? Tataha aham dihi. From doubt, I come to the conclusion, it's a wrong conclusion I come to because of the continuous negligence. The moment doubt comes itself, I should be alert and remind the shastras, remind the Vedantic teaching and come back to Atma level. Otherwise, I will conclude, tataha aham dihi. Aham ahankara only. This is my individuality has overwhelmed me. I, the father, the husband, the mother, the employer, the employee, they all have started to become dominant. In fact, fatherhood, motherhood, sonhood, they have possessed me back again. Say, that is possession. Then when is the next to fall now? So this has already happened. And when is the next fall? Each one is falling further down only. Pramada to moha, moha to ahankara, aham dihi. Then sataha bandaha. Then comes the inevitable bondage. All negative emotions, anxiety, tension, fear, frustration, all of them possess me. And I try to repeat verbally, Chidananda Rupaha Shivoham Shivoham, go on repeating it verbally, it doesn't work. One has to nip it in the bud itself. Once the emotion has taken me over, Vedanta will not work anymore. As Swamiji says, any violent emotion is not a sudden happening. It is a thought buildup. The first thought, I was negligent. Then it has become stronger. I neglected it and allowed it to still nourish. Therefore, he says, Tato Bandaha. One will become a slave of emotions called Bandaha. Then what is the next stage? Tataha Vyatha. And all the emotions will uniformly lead to Vyatha, pain. Dukkham alone, anger, fear, attachment, they are all Dukkham. Vyatha means pain. Just like disease may be of different varieties. There could be so many different varieties of diseases may be there. But what is common factor in all the diseases? Dukkham. Similarly, all violent emotions will lead to one common result called sorrow. Vyatha. And for this fall, what is the beginning? Pramadaha. Negligence. Carelessness. Therefore, Pramadaha leads to Mohaha, leads to Ahankaraha, leads to Bandaha, leads to Dukkham. This is the five-ranged ladder through which we all fall down. If one is not alert, one is not conscious enough. Shloka 323. Vishaya abhimukham drishtva vidvamsamapi vismritihi vikshepayati dhi doshaihi yoshajaramiva priyam. Shankaracharya, he wants to give further mechanism with respect to pramada causing problems. How pramada works? He says, vishaya abhimukham drishtva. As long as one is alive, he has to face the world. There is no choice. Unfortunately, we cannot avoid the perception of the world. We have to transact with the world. And because of our prarabdha karma, we have to face different situations also. It will push you into different situations, the prarabdha, which he calls as vishayaha. Vishayaha is anatma prapancha, including people, objects, situations, all of them. So the first stage is vishaya abhimukham drishtva. This jnani, we are now talking about a jnani who has already gone through shravanam and manana. We are not talking about lay people. These are informed people. These are all spiritual seekers who have already done shravanam, who have done manana. Such people. So this jnani faces anatma prapancha. Here we are distinguishing jnani and jnana nishtaha. Jnani is the person who has done shravanam mananam. He knows aham brahmasmi. He has that knowledge, but he is not jnana nishtaha yet. For he has to go through nididhyasanam to become jnana nishtaha. So this jnani, he faces anatma prapancha. He deals with the world, which is anatma. So vidwan, Shankaracharya uses this word to indicate that this person has got jnanam. That's all right. But he has not got jnana nishta. A jnani is liable to fall back to samsara again. Whereas jnana nishta alone will not fall back to samsara again. Therefore, a jnani cannot be complacent at all. Having done shravanam and mananam, one should not think, okay, I have got self-knowledge, I know everything, I can be careless. No. Until he becomes a jnana nishtaha, he can never be complacent. Shravanam and mananam will make me only a jnani. Only nididhyasanam will make me a jnana nishtaha. If not, what will be the problem? Shankaracharya says, he is liable to fall if he is negligent. Pramada problem will be there. So he is vishaya abhimukham drishtva. If a jnani faces the world, what happens? Vismritihi vidvamsam api vikshepayati. Because of the powerful nature of anatma, the world, a jnani is liable to forget the teaching for a moment. Then vismriti will lead to vikshepayati. Temporary forgetfulness disturbs the mind of even a jnani if he is negligent, disturbing in the form of creating emotions beyond his control. Vikshepa, that's what it's called. We don't criticize emotions at all, but we criticize only uncontrollable emotion. We have to understand, emotions are part of our life. We cannot neglect them. There is no life without emotion at all. Jnani, jnana nishta, all of them have emotions. The difference is what? Jnana nishtaha does not allow any emotion to overpower him. That is the idea here. In the jnani's case, vikshepayati. It makes the mind to be turbulent. Dhi-doshaihi. Dhi-doshaihi, it is samsaric emotion. Powerful raga, dvesha, krodha, kama, jealousy. All these are dhi-doshaha. Disease of the mind. And he is giving an example here. Yosha jaram iva priyam. Like a woman who can disturb the mind of an immoral person. A person who is already a guy who is weak with respect to this. And A woman can disturb such a person who is a careless person, who doesn't have appropriate value and attitude towards women. Such a person is called here as Jaram. Who doesn't have appropriate attitude, a Jara, so towards woman. And Priyam, Priyam is one who is susceptible to attachment. So a man of attachment who doesn't have appropriate attitude towards women, how such a person will be disturbed by a woman in the world, likewise, an object in the world will disturb the mind of even a jnani. Most important, even of a jnani, if he doesn't have an appropriate attitude towards the world. In the example, Shankaracharya talks about the attitude towards women. But in the case of a jnani, he talks about the attitude towards the world. What is the inappropriate attitude towards the world? He gives reality to the world. This jnani, this person, he gives reality to the world. That is the worst inappropriate attitude. As Acharya said, Ma kuru dhana jana yauvana garvam. Harati nimeshat kala sarvam. Maya mayamidam akilam budhva. Brahma padam tvam pravisha viditva. If that Vedanta based attitude is not there, then it is called inappropriate. Then the world will be capable of disturbing me, similar to that woman in the example. So Yosha means woman, and Jara is a man with an inappropriate attitude in this shloka. Shloka 324. Yata pakrishtam shaivalam kshanamatram na tishtati avrunoti tatha maya prajnyam vapi parangmukham. Here Shankaracharya, he says, no doubt, jnanam born out of shravanam mananam will eliminate ignorance, both ahankara vasana and ignorance. But what is the problem? It will not totally eliminate because of the power of ignorance in the vasana. He uses the word maya instead of ignorance here. In this shloka, maya means ignorance. That's what it means. So, maya and ahankara vasana are so powerful that even if you eliminate them, they tend to come back again. Like what? Like certain trees, you know. Even if you think that you have completely uprooted them, destroyed them and all, that's gone. But after some time, we find from the driest branch, a small green leaf will sprout. So some of the diseases like cancer, they are also like that. The doctor may say, it is completely gone. We have removed everything. But after 10, 15, 20 years, there may be some cells somewhere dormant that might now show up. It will come back. Similarly, this ahankara vasana can raise its hood at any time again. So here, Acharya gives another example. It is like the moss on the lake or pond. We have already seen this example earlier also in Viveka Chudamani itself. Moss means it's a green stuff, you know, the algae or whatever, in a pond. So it covers the water now, right? And when the moss is covering the water, we cannot see our face in the water. It is covered. So for seeing the face or drinking the water, what do? You push the moss aside. And after some time, when you remove the hand, the moss again comes back. We thought by pushing it aside, we permanently removed the moss, but it comes back. Similarly, when one is in Vedanta, in touch with the Shastras, people say that as long as the satsanga is there, the classes, all those things, they continue, things appear to be fine. But once a person leaves this environment for some time, it appears as though the whole thing is back. It is indicative of what? I have not totally removed. And Shankaracharya wants to say, total removal requires long nididhyasanam for majority of people. So he says, kshanamatram అపకృష్టం శైవాలం. ది మాస్, శైవాలం ఇస్ ద మాస్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ టెంపరర్లీ పుష్డ్ అసైడ్, క్షణ మాత్రం, ఫర్ అ మూమెంట్ అపకృష్టం పుష్డ్ అవే, నతిష్టతి, డస్ నాట్ రిమైన్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ప్లేస్. బట్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ డూ? ఆవృణోతి, వన్స్ అగెయిన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు ఇట్స్ ఒరిజినల్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ కవర్స్ ద వాటర్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ప్రూఫ్? ప్రూఫ్ ఇస్ యూ కెనాట్ లుక్ అట్ యువర్ ఫేస్ అగెయిన్ ఇన్ దట్ వాటర్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కవర్డ్ బై ది మాస్. హౌ డూ యూ నో దట్ ద అహంకార మమకార శైవాల మాస్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్? ది హియర్ ది అహంకార అండ్ మమకార ఆర్ కంపేర్డ్ టు దట్ మాస్. దట్ హౌ డూ యూ నో దట్ ఇట్ హెస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్? యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ద పీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ గ్రాడ్యువలీ గోయింగ్ అవే, శాంతి గోయింగ్ అవే, విచ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్? ఆత్మస్వరూపం, విచ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వేదాంత. అండ్ ఆల్ ది ఓల్డ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ దే సీమ్ టు కమ్ అగెయిన్, దార్ ఫోర్ ఆవృణోతి, కవర్స్ అగెయిన్. తథా ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే మాయా, మాయా ది పవర్ఫుల్ మాయా, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ దే గివ్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ జడపరత. యునో ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ జడపరత, జడపరత ఇన్ సో వైరాగ్యం అండ్ కమిట్మెంట్ వర్ సో థరో. హీ గేవ్ అప్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్, దిస్ రాజా గేవ్ అప్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్. హీ వెంట్ టు ద ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ ఫుల్లీ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ భగవాన్, థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. దెన్ వాట్ హీ సా? హీ సా ఆన్ ఆర్ఫండ్ డియర్, ఎ స్మాల్ డియర్, ఎ ఫాండ్, విచ్ బికేమ్ వెరీ డియర్ టు హిమ్. And that also is wonderful because a jnani can certainly be compassionate to bring it up, nothing wrong. But what he should have done? He should have remembered that that attachment should be limited only with respect to compassion. Once he has taken care of the deer to some extent, then he should have left the deer back into the wild. But he started a new meditation. In Bhagavata, actually, if this description is read, it's all very interesting. We see he was doing varieties of activities. Only one object was hovering in his mind all the time. No more God. God was replaced by this deer. That even at the time of death, he was worried, what will happen to that deer? And he ended up as what? As a deer, he was born in the next janma. So these stories are there to indicate that one should be alert all the time. Here Shankaracharya says, Pragyam api maya avrunoti. The powerful maya, that is the ahankara mamakara vasana born out of ignorance, pragyam api avrunoti. We have to supply here avrunoti. It blinds, it covers even an enlightened person, pragyam, who has done shravanam, mananam, but what mistake did he do? Parangmukham, who has temporarily become extrovert, one who has become obsessed with anatma. This is called parangmukham here, so or bahirmukhatvam, giving more reality than what the world deserves. The world deserves a certain amount of reality because we are transacting with the world. It definitely has, it deserves a certain amount of reality. That is why we said that I have to do my duty. To do my duty, I have to transact with the world. That much reality I have to certainly attribute to the world. To perform the duty, whatever amount of reality has to be given to the world has to be given. When someone is sick, certainly I have to take him to the doctor, give medicine, give attention. But if that overpowers, then it becomes a problem. That is what Shankaracharya is warning here. Shloka 325. Lakshyachyutam chedyadi chittamishad bahirmukham sannipate tatastataha pramadata prachyuta kelikandukaha sopana panktau patito yatatata. He repeats the same idea here in a different language, deliberately actually, because he wants this to go into the mind of every spiritual seeker. Because it is the guru's responsibility to warn the disciple. Therefore he says, Chittam Ishat Lakshachyutam Chet. If the mind strays away from the goal, even for a moment, what is the goal? Jnana Nishtha is the goal. That is Jivan Mukti. That is the goal. So from that goal of Nishtha, Chittam, Chittam means the mind. Chittam means strayed away. So if the mind strays away from the goal, even a little bit, it is like, you know, in the railway track, you know, for example, in the beginning, that when the one track divides into two, the distance is only very small. But when it ends, we see one might go to north, another track might go to south, totally even opposite directions the tracks will go. Similarly, when I slip away, in the initial slip may appear very small, that we neglect. And that is indicated by the word Ishate. Ishate means Alpam Ityarthaha Ishate. So, Alpam Apichutam. It deviates even a little bit, then what happens? Tataha Bahir Mukham Sannipate. Then some other things become more important. Once the original goal is neglected, some other Anatma goal, that will take over. Because mind always looks for some goal. Obsession with other goals is called Bahirmukhatvam. The mind will become Anatmanishtaha. Instead of Atmanishtaha, it becomes Anatmanishtaha. If Atmanishtha is dropped, it will be like what? For that, Acharya is giving an example here. Keli Kandukaha Pramadataha Prachyutaha. Suppose a ball. Ball means Kandukaha is a ball. If a ball is dropped from the hand, this is a game ball. Keli is game. So, if a game ball is dropped by the hand because of negligence, and suppose if one is at the top of a set of flight of stairs, and because of her carelessness, this ball is dropped. Immediately what happens? The ball falls to the next, near your feet first. Then it goes down one step, next step, next step, and continues. And by the pull of gravitation, the ball will stop only after reaching the rock bottom. So, pramadataha, because of carelessness, prachyutaha, prachyaman dropped. Keli kandukaha, as I told, is a game ball, dropped where? Sopana pangtau, the flight of stairs. Patitaha, patitaha means dropped, fallen. So, yatha, so just as it continuously falls, until it reaches the very bottommost stair. Similarly, the mind also falls further and further. And it has fallen to that extent that it becomes almost impossible to retrieve the mind. And understand that the spiritual fall is not a sudden fall that you can recognize. It is so gradual, you don't even notice. It is like the gradual poisoning through smoking or drinking. Therefore, he says, don't be negligent with respect to Nididhyasanam and be careful right from the beginning. Shloka 326. Vishayeshva vishaschetaha sankalpayati tadgunan samyak sankalpanat kamaha makamat pumsa pravartanam. So, in the previous shloka, Shankaracharya talked about the gradual fall through the example of a fall slipping down on a flight of steps. That is the example. Now, he comes to the spiritual fall of a sadhaka. In the example, we know what is each step. For example, if there are 10 steps, we know it will fall from 10th to 9th to 8th to finally it will come to 1st. But in the spiritual fall, how does this gradual fall happen? What are the stages into which a person will fall so that we know what is the mechanism? To convey this idea, Shankaracharya, he uses Bhagavad Gita where the spiritual fall of a sadhaka is beautifully depicted. Krishna says, Jayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangasteshu Pajayate Sangat sanjayate kamaha, kamat krodho bijayate, krodhat bhavati sammohaha, sammohat smriti vibhramaha, smriti bhramshat buddhinashaha, buddhinashat pranashyati. Shankaracharya, he borrows from the Bhagavad Gita. With slight modifications here and there. In all of them, what is the first stage? Vishaya chinta. So in Krishna's language, it is Vishaya dhyanam, here is chinta. The object of dhyanam, it is not atma, but it is anatma. So the first stage is Vishayeshu avishas chetaha. Here also we should be very careful. Shankaracharya does not say that you should not think of the world at all. No, it is not possible also. But Shankaracharya is only against repeated dwelling upon them. That's obsession. So think to the extent required. Because I have got swadharma, I have got to do my duty. Then rest of the time, I should think I am like a sannyasi. All these relationships are going to go away from me one day. Rina anubandha rupena, pashu, patni, suta, alayaha. Rina kshaye kshayam yanti, tatraka paridhevana. All these, pashu, patni, suta, children, all those things. Because of some prarabdha, debt relationships are formed. Rina is debt. All these relationships are formed. Once the prarabdha is exhausted, everything is going to go away. After the performance of my duty, I only see everyone related to God alone. No one belongs to me. And I don't belong to anyone either. This Shankara puts beautifully in his Gita introduction, in his Gita Bhashya. He beautifully puts, Samsara is Aham Yesham Mama Yete. Very, very good words to remember. Aham yesham mama ete. Aham yesham. I belong to these people. 3 sons I have, 2 daughters I have, 10 grandchildren I have. All that. And I repeatedly say, I belong to them. Aham yesham. And what is the next one? Mama ete. Not only I belong to them, all these people belong to me. First, I am. There is nominative case. First, they are all shashti, genitive case. And later what happens? They are nominative cases and I am genitive case, which is mutual relationship. So Shankaracharya, in the Gita introduction, he says that is samsara. In fact, Shankaracharya says this one idea alone is indicated throughout the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita by one expression, swajanam. Arjuna always says swajanam. He uses that word. Swa indicates what? I and mine. And this ahankara, mamakara alone, they get nourished by repeated worrying about family or all other things. And Shankaracharya says, give them up. Suppose I don't do it, what will happen? He says, Vishayeshu avishachetaha. The mind, chetaha means the mind. The mind first dwells upon the object of the world, Vishayeshu. And thinking of that object, tad gunan sankalpayati. The mind first thinks of the object and thereafter it thinks of the virtues of the object. Gunan. Tad gunan. Gunan means your virtue. First you say, the object is very nice. It is like window shopping. You know, you first look at something and you say it's very nice. No harm. It's the glory of the Lord. So nicely created. Jnani also says that. But the problem is what? You change later into it is worth possessing. With respect to our knowledge, the fall has already started. Then I go on thinking worth possessing all the time. Worth possessing, worth possessing. Then we start adjust our monthly budget. Every month if I can allocate this much money. So I go and buy it in all that, you know, layaways or this kind of, you know, pay in 12 months without any interest kind of things you budget. Then I say, I want the object. So I want it, I want it, I want it. That leads to the next stage of fall. And finally, without that object, I cannot live. That is what is said here. Tad gunan sankalpayati. Repeated thinking. Then samyak sankalpanat kamaha. Sankalpa is the seed form of the desire. And kama is the tree. Sankalpa, the thought that I want to have it. It is nice and all. That is a seed form. And kama, desire, that is tree. And once kama comes, to fulfill the karma, what do I do? One has to work. One has to work to earn extra money or whatever it is. So pravritti starts. So kamat pumsaha pravartanam. But this is not in Gita. Gita did not say. Gita, Shankaracharya adds this here. In the Gita, what is the order? Kamat krodho bijayate. Here Shankaracharya says, kama leads to pravritti work. Then what happens further? Let us read the next shloka. Shloka 328 and 329. Tata swarupa vibhramshah vibhrashtastu patatyadah patitasya vinanasham punarnaroha ikshyate sankalpam varjayet tasmat sarvanarthasya karanam apathyani hi vasthuni vyadigrasto vyatosrijet. Actually, in some books, the second shloka is not there. Some books, both the shlokas are not there. Or in some books, the second line of the second shloka is not there. But this shloka is found in the Sringeri Math publications, which has the commentary of Swami Chandrasekhara Bharati Mahaswamiji. So, tataha, swarupa, so I will give the meaning, regardless whether you have in your book or not, I will go through the shloka and give the meaning. Tataha, swarupa vibhramshaha. Once you are involved in activity, thinking, it is stopped. Karma suppresses one's thinking power. Actually, whenever you engage in activity, it suppresses thinking power. Kriti maho dadau patna karanam palam ashashvatam gadi nirodhakam. Karma is like a whirlpool. Once involved, one thinks about the various accessories required for the action. For example, planning the place, planning money, planning the people who have to be invited, who are to be involved, what are the consequences, all those things one start planning. In short, Vedantic thinking is suppressed for the workaholic. A person who is always a workaholic, for him, there is no time for Vedantic thinking at all. Work is wonderful until one reaches a certain level of maturity. But after that, karma becomes a very, very big bondage. Karma becomes a very big bondage. Therefore, he says, tataha. From that, what is that? We have to go to the previous shloka now. Pravartanat. Because of the involvement in activity, pravartanam. Swarupa vibhramshaha. One falls from his higher nature, swarupa, atma swarupat. Vibhramshaha slips down. And why do we say so? Atma is akarta. It is not doer. And the akarta atma and karma can never go together. So when karma is dominant, akarta atma will become insignificant. And karta ahankara will get more and more nourished. Karta is ahankara. And if it is a Vaidika karma, for example, doing some ritual and all that, ahankara has to be nourished in Vaidika karma. Because of what? One has to talk about his gotram, his nakshatram, his sutra, I am grandson of so and so, son of so and so. And so all these, they belong to what? Not to Atma. They all belong to ahankara. And what about Atma? Yet adreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam. Where is varna and gotra for Atma? We already read, jati, niti, kula, gotra, durakam, nama, rupa, guna, dosha, varjanam, varjitam. We have seen all that earlier. So, karma nourishes ahankara and overshadows Atma. Therefore, tataha, swarupa vibhramshaha. Atma will fade into insignificance. This is called slipping from the swarupa. Then one might ask, so what? If I slip from swarupa, so what? Vibhrashtaha tu adaha patati. Once I have come to ahankara, we are talking about a jnani who has already gone through shravanam mananam. He has self-knowledge. That jnani, we are not talking about ordinary people. For that jnani, once this slip happens, I have fallen into samsara. Because ahankara can never be liberated. It can never be away from samsara. Samsara and ahankara go together. In fact, ahankara does not have samsara, but ahankara is samsara. Why? Because it has all the limitations. Ahankara has all the limitations. Time-wise limitation, space-wise limitation, property-wise limitation, endless family problems. So ahankara is father, mother, son, mother, daughter-in-law, all of them. If there is a perfect father, mother, something other than that is something other will not be perfect. If son is all right, daughter is not. If daughter is also all right, daughter-in-law is not. And then grandchildren are not. Something or the other all the time. When is ahankara free from samsara? Never. Ahankara and moksha are like light and darkness. So vibrashtaha. So vibrashtaha tu patatiha patatihi adaha. He falls down. So patitasya nasham bhavati. One who has fallen into ahankara is spiritually destroyed. And nasham vina, without spiritual destruction, because it will go up to what? One cannot stop it in between. It will continue like that ball example. It goes down all the way to the rock bottom. It is like an avalanche of ice, landslide. And after reaching down again, one has to start climbing. So, nasham vina punaha arohaha naikshyate. It is impossible to climb again without reaching the bottom. It has to continuously fall down. A small amount of negligence in the beginning led this person to fall to the rock bottom. He cannot stop it in between. After that only, a person can attempt to climb again. That is the idea here. So, in between, climbing is difficult because he is pulled by gravity. He just goes all the way down. Allow the fall and then start. And the next stroka is the advice. Like Krishna gives the advice, Shankaracharya also gives the advice. These are all advice to whom? To a jnani, but who is still liable to fall, who has not become a jnana nishta yet. Jnani is the one who has gained knowledge, but still he is liable to fall. And what is the advice? Tasmat sankalpam varjayet. Therefore, watch your thought pattern. Nididhyasana means what? Monitoring the thought pattern, which includes monitoring the talk pattern also, what you talk. Monitor your words, because words indicate your thought pattern. And monitor your action also, action pattern, because action is the grossest representative of one's thoughts. Actually, we have said before in one of the lectures earlier in some other context, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become action. Watch your action, they become habit. And watch your habit, they become your character. And watch your character, they become your destiny. So your destiny is controlled ultimately by what? By your thoughts. At thought level, it may be too feeble. But if one allows it and fans it, it becomes very strong. Therefore, sankalpam varjayet. May you avoid obsession with anatma. Whether they are one's relatives, possessions, jobs, whatever it is, don't get obsessed. Why? Sarva anarthasya karanam. Obsession. Repeated thinking. That is the cause of all negative consequences. Even after Vedantic study, that is a tragedy. If other people fall, we need not feel bad because they are already samsaris. But having come this much, manushyatvam, mumukshutvam, mahapurusha samsrayaha, shastra vicharaha, all those things we have got. After all these, if one falls, then that is a great tragedy. It is like bringing a very, very valuable diamond from so many kilometers down from the ocean and losing it in a beach sand. What a great loss it will be. So one should be very careful. Like what? Apatyani, apatyanihi vastuni vyadigrantaha yata usrijet. Like a patient, vyadigrantaha, one who has got some disease, vyadi, like blood pressure or something. So the doctor advises him not to take so much of, you know, avakai pickle and all that, because there is so much of salt. Salt is not good for you. That is an apatyam for him. One should be able to say no for that. సో వ్యాధిగ్రస్త అపత్యాని వస్తూని, దోస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ దట్ ఆర్ గుడ్ ఫార్ మీ విచ్ ఆర్ పాయిసన్ ఫార్ హిమ్, వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్ ఫార్ వన్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ పాయిసన్ ఫార్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డిసీజ్, లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ షుగర్ ఫర్ అ డయాబెటిక్. ఉత్సృజేత్ గివ్ అప్. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే వేదాంతిన్ హ్యాస్ టు గివ్ అప్ సర్టన్ అపత్యం విచ్ ఈస్ రిపీటెడ్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అనాత్మ. శ్లోక 330. అత ప్రమాదాన్న పరోస్తి మృత్యు వివేకినో బ్రహ్మ విద సమాధౌ సమాహిత సిద్ధిముపైతి సమ్యక్ సమాహితాత్మా భవ సావధానః. సో హియర్ నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్, ఇఫ్ ఐ ఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు అవాయిడ్ ది రెగ్యులర్ వర్ల్లీ థింకింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ మై ఫేవరెట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ యు నో, అండ్ వి ఆర్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్స్ ఇన్ వరీయింగ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్, వి వరీ అబౌట్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్, అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ ఎమ్ ఆస్క్డ్ టు గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, now the mind has got so much of free time, it was all the time worrying otherwise, now it has so much of free time, then the question is what the mind will do. Remember, the mind cannot remain suspended permanently. The nature of a mind, mind is a dynamic instrument, it has to be thinking only. So what should I do? Shankaracharya says, I will give you something more interesting and better in which your mind can dwell. That is why we say even Vedantic meditation also is not a thoughtless thing. We never prescribe thoughtless state at all, but we only say shift the field of thinking. There are so many things of non-samsaric thinking, they are available, which will not promote samsara at all, but will promote moksha. What is that? ఆత్మ విషయక చింతనం, శాస్త్ర ధర్మ విషయక చింతనం, ఎనీ ధార్మిక్ థాట్ విల్ నాట్ క్రియేట్ సంసార. డెవలప్ ధర్మ మోక్ష శాస్త్ర ఎంజాయ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, ఆర్ ఈశ్వర విషయక చింతనం, థింక్ అబౌట్ ది ఈశ్వర, అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ బైండింగ్ ఫీల్స్ విచ్ శంకరాచార్య కాల్స్ యాజ్ సమాధి. డెవలింగ్ అపాన్ నాన్ బైండింగ్ శాస్త్ర వేదాంత ధర్మశాస్త్ర భక్తి గ్రంథ, సో మెనీ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ దేర్. సో హీ సేస్ బ్రహ్మవిద వివేకిన సమాధి. సమాధి, సమాధి లిటరల్లీ మీన్స్ ప్లేసింగ్ ద మైండ్, సమ్యక్ మనస ఆధానం సమాధి. ఇట్స్ నాట్ యు నో ది ఆధా, ఆధా మీన్ ప్లేసింగ్ ద మైండ్, ప్లేసింగ్ ద మైండ్. సో సమ్యక్, సమ్యక్ మీన్స్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ, వెరీ వెల్. హౌ డు యూ ప్లేస్ ద మైండ్ ఆన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్? It is not literally placing physically, plug the mind and place it somewhere. Placing an object means directing the thoughts towards that object. Therefore, samadhi means directing the thoughts. In what? In all the non-binding shastras. And if it is not done, what will happen? Samadhau pramadhat paraha mrityuhu nasti. So, samadhi is a positive sadhana. And the negligence of that sadhana is the worst enemy. Therefore, samadhau pramadaha. Negligence with respect to sadhana. Pramadaha, we already know, negligence, carelessness and all that. So, negligence with respect to samadhi sadhana or nididhyasanam. Therefore, negligence with respect to nididhyasanam is the destruction. But Shankaracharya presents in double negative language here. He says, pramadate paraha మృత్యుహు నాస్తి, దర్ ఇస్ నో వర్స్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ అదర్ దాన్ నెగ్లిజెన్స్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు నిధిధ్యాసనం. ఇన్ హూస్ కేస్? వివేకిన బ్రహ్మవిద విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు దాట్ పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ డన్ శ్రవణం అండ్ మననం. వీఆర్ నాట్ ప్రిస్క్రైబింగ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఆర్ వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్ టు ఎ లే పర్సన్ అట్ ఆల్ ఎనీ టైమ్. బీ కేర్ఫుల్. అదర్స్ క్యాన్ ప్రాక్టీస్ అదర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఇఫ్ దే వాంట్. ఈశ్వర ధ్యానం దే కెన్ డూ, జప, విష్ణు సహస్రనామ పారాయణం, ఆల్ దట్ దే కెన్ డూ, తులదా సహస్రనామ, ఎనీథింగ్. బట్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ ఆల్రెడీ డన్ శ్రవణం అండ్ మననం ఫార్ అ లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ కన్సిస్టెంట్లీ అండ్ సిస్టమాటికలీ, ఓన్లీ ఫార్ హిమ్ అలోన్ వీ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ బ్రహ్మవిద, బ్రహ్మవిద మీన్స్ వేదాంత శ్రవణ మనన కర్త, వన్ హూ హాస్ డన్ వేదాంత శ్రవణం మననం అండ్ హూ హాస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ హిస్ నేచర్, who has gained knowledge as we have said earlier, we should remember that Nididhyasanam is not for gaining self-knowledge, nor for self-experience. Nididhyasanam is only to subdue ahankara mamakara vasana. Self-knowledge already gained through Shravanam. They should be insignificant, ahankara mamakara vasanas. The whole creation, including one's family, should become insignificant. The whole creation. In front of my higher nature, they all should become insignificant. So, Brahmavidaha and Vivekinaha, who is discriminative between Ahankara and Atma, who knows the distinction between them, what is eternal, what is ephemeral, he knows. The one who knows the difference between the lower I and the higher I, so that in meditation, he can raise to the level of higher I. That is what Nididhyasanam is supposed to do. And in the presence of the higher I, the lower I will become insignificant. Like what? When the sun rises, the flame becomes insignificant. You show a flame in front of the sun, the midday sun, very splendorous sun, it becomes insignificant. And now what? Gradually. Shankaracharya is going to emphasize Atma promotion. It is Atma promotion. Promote your higher self. Samahitaha siddhi mupaiti samyak. Samahitatma bhava savadhanaha. Savadhanaha. So, samahitatma, a person who is committed to the invocation of the higher I. Samahitaha, abiding in, dwelling upon, atma. Atma is antakaranam. So, samahita atma, a mind. Here, atma is antakaranam, not the Sachidananda atma. Samahita Atma, a mind which is generally and mostly dwelling upon the higher I, rather than getting obsessed with the lower I. And this requires what? Savadhanaha. A lot of alertness is required. And that is why Shankaracharya warned, Pramadaha Mrityuhu. In spirituality, mechanical life is destruction, careless life, negligent life. His destruction, alert life alone is needed. That is why Swami Dayananda, he describes Nididhyasanam itself as alert living. He says, it is not a 15-minute closing the eye job, you know, I close my eyes for 15 minutes and think about all that, and that's it. No, which anyone can do. And we can repeat during that 15 minutes, Nirvana Shatkam, Manobuddhi Ahankara Chittani Naham. We can repeat that 3 times. Closing our eyes in jet speed doesn't work. In supersonic speed, if we can decide all those things, and after repeating that, you come out and you start, what do you do? You start shouting back at the world again and all the people around. Therefore, Nididhyasanam is constant alert living, monitoring every response of mind, especially when situations are going haywire. When everything is going hanky-dory, no problem. Only when there are challenging, trying situations, how one responds to them, how one deals with them. That is called Savadhanaha Bhava. That is what is said here. So we will continue with the rest of the discussion in the next webinar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.